Nirandara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 14 through 16. Shutshamaya Mukharaja, Soma Piyusha Parshinim, Desinim Rodha Manaya, Nidadesa Dayanuta. ಪ್ರಿದೇವಿಸರ್ಗೆ ಆದಿಷ್ಟ ಪಿತ್ರಾಮಾಂ ಅನುವರ್ತತ ತತ್ರ ಕನ್ಯಾಂ ವರಾರೋಹಂ ತಾಮುದ್ವಹತ ಮಾಚಿರಂ ಅಪೃದಕ್ ಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಾನಾಂ ಸರ್ವೇಶಾಂ ವಾ ಸಮುದ್ಯಮ ಅಪೃದಕ್ ಧರ್ಮಶೀಲೆಯಾಂ ಭೂಯಾತ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಅರ್ಪಿತಾಶಯ Translation purpose. Thereafter, the child who was left to the care of the trees began to cry in hunger. At the time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar within the child's mouth. So the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Although the apsara left her child to the care of the trees could not take care of the child properly. Therefore, the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. So Chandra, the king of the moon, put his finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy her hunger. Since all of you are very much obedient to my order, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. The Pratyatas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Lord, but were very obedient to the world, to the orders of their father. Therefore, the Lord asked them to marry the daughter of Pramalocha. Today's verse translation. You brothers are all of the same nature. Being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you, the sons of Prachinapari, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. Repeat. You, brothers, are all of the same nature. Being devotees, and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Because both the girl and you, the sons of Prachin Barisat, are on the same platform, being united on a common principle, purpose. According to Vedic principle, a woman cannot have many husbands, although a husband can have many wives. In special instances, however, it is found that a woman has more than one husband. Draupadi, for instance, was married to all five Pandava brothers. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of God ordered all the sons of Prachinapari to marry one girl, born of the great sage Kandu and Pramalocha. In special cases, the girl is allowed to marry more than one man, provided she is able to treat all her husbands equally. This is not possible for an ordinary woman. Only one who is specially empowered, qualified, can be allowed to marry more than one husband. In the days of Kali, to find such an equipoised woman is not possible. So according to the scripture, Kalau Pancha Vivarje, in this age, a woman is forbidden to marry her husband's brother. This system is still practiced in some of the hilly tracts of India. The Lord says, Apradak Dharma Sileyam Bhuyat Patna Arpitasya. With the blessings of the Lord, all things are possible. The Lord especially blesses the girl to surrender equally to all brothers. Apradak Dharma means occupational duty. Without difference of purpose, is taught in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three primary divisions: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. The word yoga means acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 9. Yajñārdhāt karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Work done as a sacrifice for the Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain unattached and free from bondage. One may act according to his own occupational duty just to satisfy the Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of God, that is called Apratak Dharma. Different limbs of the body may act in different ways, but the ultimate objective is to maintain the entire body. Similarly, if we work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, we will find that we satisfy everything. We should follow in the footsteps of the Pracheta, whose only aim was to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is called Apratak Dharma. According to Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Charanam Vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. This is the advice of Lord Krishna. Our only aim should be to act in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is oneness or Apratak Dharma. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Yena Tukshuru Vidyam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Swapadata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this text, the Supreme Lord is arranging the marriage. The Prachetas are darshan, but again they are going back to Grihastha life. Generally, when we are not attracted to God, we go through Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, completely devoted to God. So the point is, whatever the Lord wants, if the Lord wants us to be in Grihastha Ashram, it is good for us to become Grihastha. If the Lord wants us to be in Grihastha Ashram and you want to avoid marriage, then your life will be in trouble. The Lord wants. The devotee simply should desire what the Lord wants. Non-devotees, they try to tell the Lord, Lord, do this for me, do that for me. But devotees, they say, Lord, they will be done. That is the Saranagati. Whether devotees are for marriage or no marriage, devotees are for violence or non-violence. So devotees are for Krishna. They are not for violence or non-violence. They are not for grihastha. They are not for no marriage. Whatever Krishna wants. So here we are saying the prachetas were so nicely qualified. And the Lord Himself is arranging a girl for them and blessing them that they should increase the progeny. So people talk about overpopulation. There is nothing like overpopulation in this world. Overpopulation means if children are born beyond the sanction of the Lord. The government is saying overpopulation because the government wants each family to have only one child like that. But they are people are giving birth to more than one child. So government says overpopulation. But for Krishna, there is nothing like overpopulation. Krishna is not talking about family planning or overpopulation. Krishna is talking about living the life for self-realization. So Krishna, because it's not a problem for him to maintain. Like you see, in Muslim families, they have 5 children, 6 children, they don't care. It's correct, because Krishna will maintain. And Hindus, the country is in a big trouble. Hindus are trying to practice family planning. And Muslims, they are trying to have as many children as possible. So now, the Muslim Hindu population, it is going, up and down. Hindus are becoming less and Muslims are becoming more. And a few months back, Hyderabad, there was some agitation. No? Always people are ignorant, people who don't know the business of life. They try to do some manipulations in this world. Generally, devotees, they just work hand to mouth, whatever they need to get life going, and remaining time, they spare for working on their mind, to turn their mind to Krishna. God has given us the assignment. God wanted you to be a businessman, God wanted you to be a Brahmin, God wanted you to be, no, what Krishna wants us to be. Huh? Krishna wants us to become his devotee. He did not say. So, if he says, I am a Vaishya, according to Krishna's instructions, I am supposed to do business. No, that is your interpretation. Krishna is giving a standing order. Manmanabha madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mamai vaishati satyante pratijane priyosime sarvadharman parityadya mamekam saranam vraja antvantara bhapevya mokshavishyami masuchaha. That is what Krishna is asking. Abandon all varieties of religion. Don't say, I am a grihastha, I am a brahmachari, I am a sannyasi. And don't say, I am a kshatriya, abandon all these bodily designations. And what is he asking you to accept? You become a devotee. You come to spiritual platform, transcendental platform. So Krishna is asking us to work on the platform of the mind. That's why our movement is called Krishna Consciousness Movement. We may say, by practicing Krishna Consciousness, you will have prosperity, there will be good governance, and people will remain healthy, and you will have good children in the society. But this is all not the purpose of becoming Krishna conscious. These are all called byproducts of Krishna consciousness. When you are practicing Krishna consciousness, naturally there will be peace and prosperity, and there will be good children, and there will be good governance. But we are not here to improve this world, or we are not here to maintain this world. What can you maintain? We are not the maintainer. This is another false ego. Unless we do this, that, or the country will be all that. So you are doing all that. What happened now? You are already doing it. It's going to dogs. Nothing is happening. So when people say, I have my responsibility to my family, I have my responsibility to my society, my nation, this is your self-assignment. This assignment, out of your ignorance, you have taken it yourself. But this is not your... Our business is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumila Yela Manishya Janma, Janma Sardhaka Kare, first you perfect your life, Kara Paropakar. First you attain what is called real love, real ananda, and real service. We use the word real whenever Krishna is in the center. Otherwise, it is unreal. Real love. Real love is possible. Real prema is possible only between Krishna and you. And when you are having love for Krishna, that love expands for everybody. That way you love others. You cannot love others separate from Krishna as though you are going to, whom you can take care. You may love your wife and children nicely, but if Krishna doesn't give you income, what can you do? If Krishna doesn't give you good health, instead of making them happy, you become a burden to them and they have to serve you. No? Is that right? So it is false ego that we think, I have to do this for my family, I have to do this to my society. But Krishna is saying, first you become my servant and you come to your original platform. And then you can tell others kindly, you also become devotee. Then all your problems will be solved. So real love is possible only between Krishna and the soul. And when you see that pure love, then you will love others without any motivation. Like people love children. It's not that they love all children. You love your children, you love three children. So that means there is selfishness or responsibility. If you don't love your children, who will love them? they are very small kids, and in order that they grow properly, you should give them love and affection. Otherwise, they will be like, you know, street children. If children don't get love and affection, they get spoiled. They don't develop good qualities. Similarly, you know that you will one day get old, you will become bedridden, so you expect your children to take care of you. With that interest in mind, in my old age, my children will take care of me. So you take care of your children. So that love is not pure love. You are obligated to, or you have your interest. But real love means only giving. Nothing is expected back. Just like whether we care for Krishna or not, whether we worship Krishna or not, Krishna is going on maintaining us. That is Krishna's real love for us. Similarly, real happiness means it is uninterrupted. The happiness is the state of the soul. The soul's nature is ananda. So if you can come to spiritual platform, then not by enjoying this, enjoying that, getting this, getting that. No, no, that is only your experiment, your imagination. Anything other than coming to spiritual platform. If you come to spiritual platform, then no more demands. Atmaram. If you come to spiritual platform, that's why spiritual people, they do service. So we are talking about real service. Spiritual people, they do service. Because they don't have anything to get from the public. They are on the spiritual platform and they are happy. Bhagavad Gita also says, a person what chapter is that? In the 6th chapter, Krishna says, Atma Truptasya Manava Na Kartatva Na Karmani Atma Truptasya Manava. One who is situated in the self, he has no responsibilities. But still he works. It is a mistake, sometimes people think, Prasad is preaching Krishna devotee and taking money. People are under the wrong impression that because we are all donating, the temple is maintained, or the devotees are maintained. Prabhupada vehemently, very forcibly refutes, we are not dependent on any of you. You just came today and donated some money and you think you are maintaining us. Or how many people do you think with your donation can be maintained and how long? Prabhupada, this Krishna consciousness mission, it is entirely dependent on Krishna. You follow Krishna's instructions, you serve Krishna, and you leave it to Krishna, how he wants to maintain you. If someone wants to come and do some service, okay, for your benefit you can do this service. For your own benefit you can do this service. Is that right? It's correct. One time in New Vrindavan, one devotee was going out, he's a big time collector. He's bringing thousands and thousands of dollars. And then he became proud. Wow, I am maintaining the whole New Vrindavan. It's a huge place. And then he started telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we should spend money like this, we should use it like this. Prabhupada said, it's all like this. Ah, this guy is trying to tell me. So he thinks I am bringing the money. Maybe it is better to. In a country like America, that American was thinking, Prabhupada did not know. Prabhupada, you know, we should be spending money like this. And then everybody watching, because if we lose him, we are losing big money. And if we allow him, the spiritual principle is compromised. And then there is a guru-disciple relation. The sishyas, they poke their things into the guru. Do it like this, let us do it like this. So Prabhupada was Jagadguru. Prabhupada was a perfect guru. So Prabhupada just looked at him first time, second time. But that man's humbleness was not coming. So he was thinking, I am correct. Then Prabhupada, he played the trump card. He said, say, you have come to take shelter of me. I am not dependent on you. I am trying to save you from your false ego and false claim that I am the doer and things like that. So, we don't need you and we don't need your money. If you want to remain as a devotee, you stay here. Otherwise, you can do your business elsewhere. The Prabhupada was so clear. That was really Prabhupada was dependent on Krishna, you know. So, the point is, we are talking about real happiness. For real happiness, we don't need nothing. Actually, Krishna, it's called Akinchan Krishna. Akinchan Krishna means Krishna becomes yours when you have no possessions at all. The more you have Krishna, Krishna, this guy is dependent on job, on money, on this support, that support, all right. Let me take a back seat. When you risk everything for Krishna and things will go well, then you remain a doer. You remain a doer and only so much will happen. But you just serve Krishna and you become dependent on Krishna. And you see that things are going on better. Okay. Now Krishna has entered the scene. So, we are talking about devotees are not for violence or not for non-violence. Devotees are not for marriage or no marriage. Devotees, whatever Krishna wants. I remember from Bombay, I was going to medical college and some medical students, they became interested in Krishna consciousness. To the point, they become so serious that they want to give up their medical profession, no? And then join full-time like preachers. I was watching, we were bringing students and Radhanath Maharaj, he was guiding them. You know, we go out and bring people. then your senior will guide them. So the situation came to, few of them want to become full-time devotees. What is this doctor's life, Maya? What is this marriage, Maya? They want to join full-time and also pull people out of Maya. That was their idea. They're attractive. And then they also made the same mistake. They were telling Radhana Swami, what is this one? But they accepted him as the spiritual guide, but saying, we don't want to marry, we don't want to work, we want to do this. Then they were aspiring for initiation. Then he asked them, what is the obligation when you become initiated? What are your responsibilities? Right? If you are getting initiated, you should know your responsibilities. Without knowing, why do you want to take diksha? When you are taking diksha, you should know the implications of taking diksha. Is that right? You are getting married. I don't know how to take care of children. You cannot say like that. You are supposed to know. When you are entering some contract, you have to be ready. Suppose you are in family life and there's some problem, I don't know that I have to face all these problems, I want to go back. No going back. Because you have accepted a contract, you have accepted entered an agreement. No, you cannot pull yourself out. But complete that agreement. So Maharaj asked them, when you become initiated, what is your responsibility? Do you know that? Then he said, yes, we have to please you. We have to satisfy you. So are you ready to do that? Are you ready to do that? So we suppose you have to do that. Then he said, if I ask you to marry, what will you do? And if I ask you to go on with your post-graduation, you complete your MBBS, and so I tell you, you also complete your MD, what will you do? They said, you have no interest in MBBS anymore, sorry, something. What is the use of that knowledge? And they had to think. So am I going to take diksha from you or not if he's going to give instructions like that? Anyway, then he explained. Smilingly, he told them, my dear boys, I see you that you are very serious about spiritual life. I understand that and I appreciate that. So you are the right people to be in the society because you are very strong. So you will not become a victim. So you will be a good example. If very educated people, if you become sadhus, people will be scared of Hare Krishna. If you go to Hare Krishna, everything will be finished. No doctors, no engineers. Simply show up and go. Then you will be the last people to join. Nobody will be interested. Parents will be very discouraged to find their children taking interest in ISKCON. So, because I see you as strong devotees, so you should become doctors in the society. So the people know that even as a doctor you can practice bhakti. While being a member of the society, still you can, then the other doctors will also find hope. Yeah. That means I can also do, because this guy is MD and he is a doctor and he is a Hare Krishna. Then what they can tell, that means they can also practice. So, and then Radhanasa said, if you don't marry, then people think if you become Hare Krishna, means there is no social life. Social life means no society, no relatives, no friends. Anyone who comes to Hare Krishna is one case. Then you are at a distance, ISKCON cannot be effective in the society. So it's a gap. Only Hare Krishna and here people are in the society, in the families. So it is not for us. But if a grihastha is practicing bhakti, then what people can say? That means you can also practice. If a devotee is a grihastha and is practicing bhakti nicely, and then he goes to visit their relatives, friends, but he can maintain his Krishna consciousness, then what relatives say? This guy is also like us, but he's practicing bhakti, what can he say? You have no room for criticizing him. So then he promoted, he got many of them married, and he got many of them, he opened a big hospital, Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. Now it is doing a big time preaching. Then what a brahmachari or a sannyasi can do, these gurus are bringing wholesale families because they are mixing them with everybody, serving them, and sir and Dr. Jain, they become friends, and then Hare Krishna sit in the program. And then they are also following four regulative principles, chanting 16 hours, and they want to take initiation. But those grihasthas were associated with these grihasthas. What do you do? And now they understood the vision of Radhana Swami. What the brahmacharis cannot do, like these matagis are there. And I can never think of getting into the house of a district collector. No way. But if ladies and ladies, they make friendship and then they do bhajan and everything happen. No? And then that woman will influence husband and that husband will come and bow down to me. Asava karata. You are saying, Maharaja Mata Teko. Otherwise that guy will never end. He's a big officer. He will not come to the temple, he will not know the culture, but they are going back door. They are going back door and getting the man to assist the ISKCON mission. So, it's not the thumb rule for everything. It's a no, Kshatriya should work like Kshatriya, Brahmin should work like Brahmin. But who will decide? Who is a Brahmin, who is a Kshatriya? Somebody has to decide. And we have to go to spiritually advanced people, the sannyasis, the spiritual masters, and then find out, according to our nature, what role we fit into the society, so that we can continue with our Krishna consciousness and also be a very active member in the preaching mission, preaching responsibility. It doesn't matter whether one is a businessman, one is a grihastha, everything can, everybody can contribute to the preaching mission. So here we are seeing or the Lord Himself is arranging a girl for the Prachetas and is blessing them. You all increase the progeny. While we are reading the purport, the first line we read, a woman cannot have many husbands, and a man can have many wives. The explanation for that is that generally women are more in number than men in a general sense in any society, and woman has always to be protected. So if a man can be competent to maintain more than one woman, he can go cool with them and he can maintain them. giving them their necessities and all that. So a man can have more than one wife. We are talking about a principle, but in Kali Yuga, it is said that you cannot even maintain and go on peacefully with one woman. Where is the question of taking another woman out of question? In principle, if somebody can, that means a person who is well in control of his mind, a person who has controlled his mind, he can control the woman. If you are not in control of your mind, the woman will control you, because she will know your weaknesses. This guy has this weakness, this weakness, and I should exploit it. So, that means everything happens by training. It's not that you will control her or she will control you. But the question is, did you get training? Like the Pratyatas before marriage, they underwent thorough training. They are very, very submissive to their parents. And then they got a guru like Lord Shiva, and then they took Rudraketu very seriously. They completed, otherwise how they could have darshan of Lord Narayana. Do you think an uncontrolled man will have darshan of Narayana or what? Not possible. So everything begins with you. Everything begins with you. That's why we are saying that don't try to help others first without helping yourself. Don't try to teach what is good and bad to others without knowing it yourself. That's what the whole society, nobody bothers to read Bhagavad Gita and know what is good and bad. Nobody bothers to practice Bhagavad Gita and become happy first yourself and then try to teach them. What is the way to happiness? How to become happy? So, the whole society is in chaos. So, devotees have to start with themselves. So, before achar and prachar, first comes achar. And then to the degree you are practicing, you can speak your realizations. You don't have to just vomit what you read in the books. That is the difference between Kathakar, Katha Samrat and a saintly person. Katha Samrat, you cannot match with him because he can quote so many slokas and he can tell you so many stories and all that. But realization is nil. He cannot tell you the essence, what is the gist. Blah, blah, blah will go on. But because he is not a realized soul, a realized soul will talk practical points. Practical. He may not have told you many, many stories, chitkale. He may not tell you. But it really makes you, yes. If I really want to be happy, if I really want to preach to others, I have to become thorough in the knowledge of the scriptures, and also I have to be very study character. Then people will trust us. How did Prabhupada win the faith of so many people wherever he went? Get them, go with him, no? They left their countries, they left their homes, they left their properties, they left their families. What is the mesmerism or hypnotism Prabhupada did? A hypnotized man will just follow you. You do jadu. Main bol raha tha na, aap in bachchon ko upar jadu dalo, jisse tarah wo log bhi. Then what do you mean by jadu dalo? Jadu dalo means if you can influence them with your sincerity of purpose, and then they will also become so, yes, yes, I also need Krishna consciousness. If you want to influence others, first you have to be sincere and you should actually feel the before I make anyone Krishna consciousness. I should worry about myself first. Then, that's why we say, if you are a very self-realized man, you don't talk many, many things. If you are self-realized, your little comments, little things, just your presence will influence other men. Because your actions, your vibrations are very meaningful. Whatever you are doing is very meaningful. And immediately people realize, I also need this. So the point is, Krishna consciousness is our topmost priority. If you can do it in grihastha life, able to become grihastha is the best thing. And if you can do it without grihastha life, then that is the best thing. If by violence, by Arjuna, by violence he established Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada peacefully established, so it depends on, it is not violence or peace, it is the need of the time, place and circumstance. In a given situation, devotees, like you meet people, with some people you have to deal in a particular way, with some people you have to deal in a different way, but the purpose is the same, that how to bring them to Krishna consciousness. You may have to argue and fight with someone, and you have to tolerate somebody. People are all different natures. Suppose some headstrong man comes, and you also have to ignore him. And if a humble person comes, and then you don't try to defeat him, if he's a humble person, if you are good to him, he will follow you because he's already humble. You don't have to. Like different. So, about preaching, it is said, it needs intelligence to preach. Anyone can preach, at the same time, it needs intelligence to preach. We say anyone can preach because what is preaching all about? Tell people to chant Hare Krishna. If somebody can tell, if somebody goes to some older person, Prabhuji, you chant Hare Krishna, he becomes charmed. This little girl is telling me, you chant Hare Krishna. Then he will say, then she is preaching. And then, on the other hand, the statement, it needs intelligence to preach. So you cannot deal with everybody in the same way. You have to, because people are all individuals, and you have to deal with them according to their nature, so that they are satisfied and enthusiastic, and they are attracted to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jandarasana Bhagavad ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.